Okay.
Hey, I don't know who's listening to this shit, but welcome. We are here.
Are we live?
We're not live. Oh. I'm saying, obviously, whenever they fucking listen to it, Chase.
You just catfish me into some live shit?
6 seconds in, you already fucked up.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look.
Look.
Smoke. Whiskey.
Smoke. Smoke.
Whiskey.
Bitch. Smoke. Whiskey.
Smoke. Smoke. Whiskey. Bitch. This might be the first time I'm turned on by an accessory, dude.
These are fucking pretty.
They are beautiful, aren't they?
Listen.
Try them on. They comfortable? They comfy?
Or...
Oh.
What present is
for you? Enjoying the video, dude?
Yeah, man. I'm just checking it out.
Are you trying to look how good you look in a video, huh?
Now you sound good.
Me?
Yeah, you sound good.
Hell no.
Yeah, I was just listening to it.
It's a good video. We're gonna post it.
You're gonna post that one.
Yeah, for sure. They gonna see it.
You ready to do this or what?
Yeah, absolutely. We're 40 seconds in, dog.
Oh. How you been?
How vibing, dog?
Absolutely. Yeah, man, how you been?
I've been alright, bro.
Yeah.
I've been good. I've been working, saving money. That's all I'm trying to do.
How's life? How's the wife?
Pretty good. Hates me every once in a while, but it's all good, dog. It's all good. We still love each other.
Are you wearing a fucking WrestleMania shirt?
Dude, I am, and it has holes in it, so you can see my nipples.
I gotta move this mic. Excuse me, folks.
It's okay.
I get it closer.
Strike one from the audience.
Lips.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, that was pretty good. You can barely hear anything.
That was good, right?
Yeah, it was real good.
How we doing?
Pretty good. We sound great, dog. Last episode was fantastic.
It was fucking fun.
It was very good.
This is the first episode I listened to twice.
Yeah, dude.
I was just smiling the whole fucking time.
Me too. It was fun.
I always forget some of the things that we talk about, too.
Oh, yeah, because we're buzzed.
And then
we're just like
and
flowing.
I go back and listen to it, and I'm like, you're... Especially Sober Chase
it's
listening
entertaining
to it.
As shit.
Yeah,
it's
I
absolutely
laugh, but
so
I'm just
entertaining.
Like, wow. Slur a bit more.
Yeah, dude. I slur so much. What's funny is my mind is like, dude, you're saying it perfect. And then and when I listen back to him, I'm like,
but you fucking call me out. You'll be like, Day Junior.
I definitely fuck with you, yeah. I mean,
like, way to point it out.
I expect it from you too. It's okay, dude. You can make fun of me, dog. I'm just real. I'm just good at it.
Smoke's all about love.
Oh, are you, dude? Fuck you, dude.
I'm all about love.
Rain Man. You know that movie? You know what I'm talking about?
Rain Man?
Rain Man! He fucking throws against the backboard.
Oh, way the lightning!
So loud, dude.
Yes, I know what movie you're talking about.
Everyone in the car just fucking jumped and shit.
That's Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, he's great.
He's gone now.
Is he really?
Yeah, he passed away years ago.
The first time I ever saw him was actually on Mission Impossible as the villain, and he was a good villain.
I know what you're talking about.
He played like a fucking straight-faced sociopathic villain. It was great.
I love how the Fast and Furious series has taken over on the sequel front when it over Mission Impossible.
What
are they on, like 12 now?
So,
dude, did they really go to fucking space in the last fucking movie? Is that real or is that?
I haven't seen it. I really
I've
hope
seen
not.
Clips for these motherfuckers with the space.
I really hope not. I really hope that's not the case.
If Elon Musk
shows
up in a Fast and Furious movie, I'm done.
Wow, he saves them by shooting a rocket at fucking some like foreign guy that's driving like a rocket / car. Dude, it's ridiculous.
Listen, I watched that series for one reason and one reason only. That's Michelle Rodriguez.
Who's Michelle Rodriguez? I'm terrible.
Letty.
The Butch chick.
Vin Diesel, Butch chick? What?
Yeah, Vin Diesel's girl.
Yeah, she'll body slam you and then fuck your brains out.
That's the point.
Dude,
she's a guy.
Hot as fuck.
She's a guy.
No, she's not.
Sure, she's pretty.
She's gorgeous.
Sure, she's pretty, but she's a guy.
Are you kidding me? No, she's
guys
not.
Can be gorgeous, okay. Dude. It's okay.
I am.
Okay.
But still, like, that doesn't. Like, no, she's not a guy.
She's very
she's
guyish.
She's a very strong woman.
She always plays the chick that, like, is supposed to be a
maybe
guy.
Maybe that's just, she fits that character. Maybe in real life,
hey,
she's
I'm not
very
saying it's
sweet.
A bad thing. That's what I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm
you
just describing
I mean?
Her.
Maybe she's very passive.
She might be.
Michelle, if you're listening to
that's
this.
That's my type, though, you know?
Listen, if ScarJo and me don't work out,
yeah,
I'm all over it.
I can be friends. Like, I can be real good friends with girls who are, like that. Like, real independent and strong and fucking... But I like passive, nice, kind
I want
to marry when it comes to...
I want to marry somebody that has a really nice skin tone so I don't have to pay for a tanning membership.
Yeah, and a penis, right? Did you
That's ungodly.
My fault, dude. I have Tourette's. So I didn't mean to say that. But you listen. But you like,
you know,
you like the tan. You like tan.
Whatever's on your brain, Brian Watson.
Well, do you have a type?
A type, what?
Please don't ask me to elaborate. It's a very simple question.
On a guy.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What a type of a female?
Yeah.
Do I have a type?
Yeah, a type of like a type of girl that you look.
I thought
out
you
for.
Said would I have a type?
No,
as
I said
if
do
I was
you
gay?
Ha- no, I said do you?
Type?
I said do you have a type? Do you have one? I don't.
No, man. Honestly, I really don't.
I've been with the whole periodic table, dog. I don't.
Yeah,
it's just
I've dated the rainbow.
Basically. Yeah. Me too. We're the same way.
Yeah.
That's always confused me. The whole type thing.
Yeah.
I have found.
If I have a type, it's more.
That's all good. I wasn't talking.
You don't have to point it out.
Well, I have found so many different types of women attractive. It's ridiculous. You can have dreads, curly hair, straight hair. You can be black, Asian, Mexican, Latina. Like I mean, Latina, not Mexican. Latina, white. All that. I've like everything. And for some, it's weird to hear, especially old dudes, older dudes. I mean, they're usually like, "Oh, I like white girl with blonde hair," or "I like a fucking Latina with a fat ass and she has to be short." And I'm like, "Okay, cool, that's cool. I like them too, but I like all the types, dog." It's never occurred to me to specify.
Right.
I've had so many different. It looks crazy. You ever played the game where, what's the game called? Who did it or some shit?
Clue.
No, not that. I know what you're talking about. It was a good guess, but no. I'm talking about like
about the fucking say.
All the ugly fucks that are like facing
guess
you.
Who?
Guess who? That's what I'm bro, you ever
all the ugly fucks.
Yeah, yeah. They're all ugly. None of them are attractive.
Guess
all.
Who? The card
where
game
you flip the
up.
Little faces down.
Yes,
where,
you talking
yes,
about.
Yes,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Okay, look. So that's what my body count looks like. They're just all different. Yeah. Everybody looks different. You know what I'm talking about? There's people I know, friends of mine, I'm not gonna say their names on here, but I know people who have had girlfriends in the past, and they all look the same. And it's mm-hmm. so weird. Dude, spice it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Spice it up.
So for me, it's more about, like, your characteristics and your personality.
Right.
I mean, obviously, I still have to be attracted to you. I mean, it is what it is. I'm not going to force myself into something I'm not attracted to in the first place.
Yeah.
Regardless of your attitude, we can be friends.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have the combo, I'm attracted to you physically, which can change. It doesn't matter.
It could be anything, yeah.
Yeah. If I'm, you know, aesthetically attracted to you and you have the personality, because I could be attracted to you physically, but if you're a fucking bitch,
right.
an asshole, or
right.
just
There's
a bad person,
yeah.
I don't give a shit. Like, I don't give a shit. Nope. And the worst thing you can do is come up to me and expect me to buy you a fucking drink.
That's disgusting, dog.
I don't, nope. I'm not the one.
Yeah, it's very much, well, it's a whole different game at that point.
Yeah.
At that point, you're basically saying, like, hey, why don't you buy me a drink? Because you probably have money and you like the way I look. So let's see if this contract works out. That's not what we're about.
No.
Though that's for like 50, 60-year-old dudes who like look okay, and then the girls are like toys. They're called chew toys at that point. That's the nice way to say it. The adult,
sugar babies?
Yeah,
basically.
The adult way to say it is fuck toys, but that's what they are. And it's sad.
Right.
At the same time, if I was a chick, it's exactly what I'm doing.
Oh, hell no.
Because it's
fuck
the best.
That.
Oh, dude, that's exactly what I'm doing.
I don't even want to be in the company of them dudes, dude. Fuck that.
Nah, fuck that, dude.
Money,
usually,
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's just like us as dudes. You have to find the right one, if that makes sense. But as a girl, it's a whole different angle. You're trying to look for a dude that wants to spend money on you. But
and those females are fucking wrong, and that's why
they're never happy. No, that's right. You're
and that's
correct.
Why they. That's why, like, just like the married chick that's fucking hit me up right now.
Yeah,
that's why they hit us up.
Right,
because
exactly.
they're unfucking happy.
Exactly. But if I was the chick, it's exactly what I'd do. As a dude, I won't. I wouldn't touch them with a fucking yardstick. You understand me? I don't want anything to do with people like that.
Uh-huh.
I've run into people like that. Like, I've talked about it all the time in Tyler, the situation in Tyler where I was just the way I was. I've been with, I don't know about the third one. I thought she was married, but I've for sure been with two. And, dude, it's so obvious. Just their type, like, their personality, their vibe about them is very, very much toy. They're just
right.
like, oh, look at me. I'm this shiny, hot thing that's cool and all. But, bro, you're like, no. Like, that's not... it's tough to live your life like that. And as a dude now, I wouldn't touch it with a yardstick. Why are you stealing my fucking drink,
dog? I didn't want to get up from the mic, bro. Continue. I'll get up from the mic. Why are you stopping your story? Please go on.
It's not really a story. I'm just ranting like an asshole. All I'm saying is I've experienced girls like that, and it's thinking back on it now. Like, it was a fun time physically when I was that Brian, but now I'm different. Right. And now when I look back on it, I'm like, man, that's some sad shit. To hook yourself
empty as fuck, man.
Contractually to somebody and then be like, just fuck around and be this shiny toy that walks around and just kind of presents yourself as if you're an object. I don't blame the girls at all, because I would do that if I was a chick. But it kind of sucks for them.
Oh, guys, bro. And girls alike do it, bro.
I know guys do it, but
we
you have,
do it in different aspects. But yeah, guys do it too.
Yeah,
they do it. So many people end up in empty ass relationships.
Yeah, it's
because it'll fit a certain expectation they had in the moment.
Yeah,
whatever. A lot of people just don't work through shit. And
right.
I mean, I'm a prime example. I'm divorced. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, I mean, I tried to work through some stuff. Yeah. But it ended up the way it is. But mm-hmm. I still could have fought harder. Whatever it is. But we're all human.
Yeah.
We do fucked up shit. The thing is like, can you live with yourself later on with the decisions you made when you were younger?
Yeah.
Or younger than you are at the time.
Yeah. You can do these things and have this mindset and think it's okay and. I mean, everybody does that, though. I think it's a part of growing up. I think it's a part of growth. It's part of living. When you go through these mistakes and these shitty times in your past, and then later on you're like, man, that just was what it was, I guess, and I'm going to learn from it.
Let me drop some smoke with wisdom on you real quick.
I hope so.
We accept the love we think we deserve.
Of course.
We accept the love we think we deserve.
Yep. People who hate themselves find themselves in toxic, hateful relationships.
Absolutely.
Because they think this is what I get. This is what I deserve in life.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is sad to see. I've seen it in my own family. And you know what I'm talking about. So I've been real close to that my whole life. So it is sad to see. But fuck all that, dude. Fuck all that sad shit, dude.
What? We got deep on him.
Yeah, hey, it's okay, dude. That's
what he said.
This podcast is jack of all trades. You understand me? We'll hit you with the party talk, and we'll hit you with the sad talk, deep talk.
Hey, how about you go make us a drink and let me talk to the audience?
Dude, I hope you do.
You know what I'm saying?
I hope it's content that's worth listening to, dog.
I don't know. Without
I'm
you
putting
here,
some
though,
pressure
it's
on
not,
you.
It's not the same, man. It's just not the same.
It's okay. Just pretend I'm right in front of you, dog. You'll be
are you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, baby. I'm here in spirit. I'm going to go make a drink. In real life.
All right. This big motherfucker. Let's just subscribe to the folks as he walks. Boof, 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 boof. With a WrestleMania fucking shirt on.
Yeah.
And it is kind of tie-dyed, too.
I love the shirt.
Subscribe it for the folks.
It's a fat-ass pajama shirt is what it is. I'm wearing a sheet is what I'm wearing.
He does the podcast in pajamas, folks.
Yeah, absolutely.
I show up here some Timberland, some sexy ass jeans, and a tank top.
I've done it naked at least twice.
Listen, they weren't supposed to know that, man. This isn't a visual podcast.
Could you imagine if we just started posting videos and we're just both butt ass fucking naked?
Hey, I love how Dylan. So Dylan, he was a guest host on the podcast.
Yeah, on Chicken Tender Bang Bang.
Chicken
bang,
Tender Bang Bang.
Bang Gang Bang. I'm fucking.
Chicken Tender Gang Bang. Yeah.
Chicken Tender Gang Bang.
He say. Man, I expected you to be older and look like a Viking.
Dude, I've gotten from so many people. I've gotten, like, when I did the other podcast, Horror History or whatever, all of their family members thought I was like some young, heavyset black dude. They all thought that. And I was like, no, dog. That's not, like, it's just me, bro. I'm white as fuck.
You are white as fuck.
I am white as, no, I'm not.
Weddle.
I'm Caucasian. I'm not white. There's a difference. White is a vibe.
White is a vibe.
White is a vibe. I'm not white. I'm Caucasian. I'm from the mountains of Caucasus, but I'm cool.
So, hey, riddle me this, Batman. How are you gonna make me a drink without my cup?
Dude, I mean, I'm pretty good. Talk to the people. Don't talk to me.
Well, I hope everybody's doing well. I've been out there busting my ass in the heat. Hopefully this COVID shit isn't messing with people. Man, we're so close to Halloween. I'm really fucking stoked about that. I don't know about anybody else, but I fucking love Halloween.
What are you going to go with?
This year, I don't know. I might grow my hair out and, like, do something crazy.
Crazy?
Yeah, I might do something crazy. All I know is I'm going to be half naked.
I don't believe it.
I'm going to be half naked this Halloween. I'm going to be free. My nips are going to be hard as fuck. be able to cut glass.
When daddy makes you drink, we don't use ice in this household.
Dude, I'm not drinking a fucking drink. Yes, you are, bro. I'm not drinking whiskey without ice. That doesn't make any sense.
Here's the thing. I don't know if we talked about it here before, but... Sorry, I had a burp. But I
get your shit together. Pause for a second. No, get your shit together.
All right, you're right.
Get your shit together.
I'm sorry, dog. Hold up.
I will whip your big ass. I don't care if you are wearing a WrestleMania shirt. You could roll me like a fucking pretzel.
Look, I wear.
We're a Susie.
I drink my drinks without ice, dude, because I like more. I like more volume of the alcohol and soda or whatever the fuck I'm drinking or like fucking
vodka. That's a sign of a problem, bro.
Nah, it's not, dude. The sign of a problem is when I have to hide it. It's like, oh, no, I'm just drinking Coke.
What did you say last time? I'm a consumer.
I'm like, dude, I'm a consumer, dog.
I feel that.
I'm a consumer, bro. What you want from me? I'm not a boss yet.
It could be music, movies.
I'm a consumer.
Smoke, whiskey.
I listen, watch, feel. Real hard, dude. That's just what I do.
Hey, we were jamming some good music tonight.
We were.
We went from Sam Cooke to, I mean, hell, what did you have me in on?
I showed you Jealous from Labyrinth. Yeah. Like, I showed you.
You showed me your own country music song?
Yeah. I have my own country song, dude. Dude, eventually the intro is going to include some fucking music for me, Watson. Dog.
OBW's got range.
Doc Anthony, boy.
You're not even a country music fan, are you?
Yes and no. So my deal is when it comes to country music, I appreciate the art.
Right.
But today's modern country music isn't country music. It's like stadium music. It's to where they just kind of mad lib. Bo Burnham talks about it. They
I apologize.
Oh my god.
You don't have to respond. That only adds to it.
Sorry.
Continue your fucking story.
So they kind of mad lib these things, whereas they just talk about deer and bear and dirt roads and trucks and my boots, and they just constantly say dumb shit.
Why is that dumb? That's like half my life.
Exactly. So listen, it's not the fact that they're talking about it. It's the fact that they just shove it all together into a melodic song, and it's not what country music is about.
Right.
Country music in general should make you feel something.
Uh-huh.
Just going like... on my big green tractor, we can go slow, or like just talking about tractors and fucking.
I can relate.
Redneck. That shit. It literally makes my acid reflux.
There's some pop. I'm down with that pop.
Chase,
shit.
It's disgusting to me. Right. So, your question.
What you think back to Garth Brooks, man? He was influenced by James Taylor.
Right. Like, so your question to me was if I was a fan, and I'm gonna say yes because, dude, my great uncle was Gene Watson.
Yeah,
Gene Watson's my great uncle. Paper Rosie, Old Port Swing, shit like that. George Strait, shit like anything in that era. Fucking old kind of shit, dude. All that old country is beautiful to me. It's storytelling. It's actual art. It's what country music should be. Kind of mixed in with like blues, like old Chris Stapleton, the Steel Drivers.
That's why I do love country music because it is storytelling.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes.
Any song like that, I am a fan.
Yeah, so a Florida Georgia Line, I'm not a fan. That type of shit, I'm not a fan.
It's only good if you're on a boat, like getting fucked up on beer.
It could be fun, for sure.
Yeah,
but it's not the country music that I grew up with.
The instrumentals are great.
I grew up with 90s country.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Just, you know what I mean? Garth Brooks, Reba McEntire, Clay Walker, that type of shit.
You like Alison Krauss?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, dude, she's... Bro.
It's amazing. Can see right.
I love when you sing, bro. It makes me laugh. It's so dope.
Imagine if I could sing.
No, you can sing fine, bro. We already talked about this. You can hit. It's your key. If the way you sing comfortably, you try and match what other people sing. You're like me. We're a lot alike. So what you just did,
because if they can do it, why can't I? Right?
No. Listen, what you just did right now is you tried to match the key in your head of what the song was. Like sing the song.
Yeah, because I owe the song that credit.
Like you're right. I do the same thing.
That. Like that's the she I do wrote the same it that thing. Or the she you know what I mean? Yeah. Whoever wrote it that way.
Right. But you can make it your own, dog. You just kinda feel it out.
It's amazing how you
sounds better already, dog.
Let's bring that deep smoke in there.
Yeah. Fuck your D voice.
Can you imagine I'm gonna sound at 60?
I sound like I smoke more than you do because I'm fucking like I sound like my voice is in the back of my throat. And yours is all chesty and deep and shit.
I like how I sounded when I got real close last time.
Yeah, I tried it.
But when I get this close,
Don't breathe.
Get real intimate.
Don't breathe in mic. That much before you talk to my audience, bro. He said,
"Your audience. When are you gonna get
to my audience, head? Bro? That's okay. You can call them your audience too."
Brian's locked in the Matrix, in a different reality.
Nothing but ones and zeros, dude. How fucking dope would being in the Matrix be?
So the 17 followers are yours.
Yeah, bro.
I honestly don't even give a fuck.
No, they are more yours. You market more than I do. You talk to people more.
I'm just making fun of the fact that we probably don't have as many followers.
Dude, fuck all that. I don't give a fuck about numbers. I don't care. I don't care.
They're going to regret it one day, right?
Hey, yes, they will. I don't care if fucking six people listen to this podcast for the next 6 fucking months, dude. I don't give a fuck. We're doing this. It's art. And if you appreciate it, congratulations. You're catching the art early.
I made Brian angry.
No, no, it's not. It's passion. It's le passion. It's so what happens?
Fucking speak French.
Sorry, I revert back to my old lives. No, it's so. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. Fuck. I'm
hey,
sorry.
Should I just point out that you just
see? I already did. See, I was like, oh fuck.
But
I'm
you
sorry.
Notice how I didn't yell at you?
Yeah, I don't yell at you either. I just
you obviously didn't have a traumatic childhood like I did. Calm the fuck down.
I had my fucking...
Calmate, pendejo.
Calmate, wey.
Pendejo.
Ya, pincha tu madre, wey. No, hey, look. So I've had my crutches thrown at me before. When my fucking foot was broken, that shit made me laugh. What else? What else was fucking a funny story from my childhood, dog?
Wait. Pause 1 second. I don't think I've ever had anybody ever tell me that they've had crutches. Their crutches thrown at their end.
Dude, my mother...
So you're basically... assaulting a disabled person.
Yes, bro. Shout out to Marlene, bro. She hooked it up. She, hey, bro. I deserved it a little because I, you know, dude.
Your mom?
Yeah.
God, she's hot.
Yeah. It's so she fucking.
What's up, Momo?
Momo. Disgusting nickname. I look. She fucking. I was being sarcastic, asshole. Which I so foreign how I said it. I was being sarcastic, asshole. Yeah. I was being a sarcastic asshole to my mom.
As Brian does.
Yeah, as you know, as Whiskey does. And she kept like telling me, and I was like walking away with my fucking. I was walking on the in Walden.
Probably swinging your ass
on the carpet, dude. Just letting that shit bounce left to right, dog. You don't. You know how my ass does. And so she was
that
like,
honky dong,
yeah, dude. She picked up my crutches and was like, "Take your fucking." I say fucking. She didn't say fucking.
I see where you get it from.
Yeah,
I see where you
a
get it
a little bit
from.
Of anger issues. So I have my dad's sternness and bluntness and anger, and then I have my mom's like.
But he's like
crazy.
5'6".
No, he's not, bro. He's like 5'11".
Oh, is he? He looks short in pictures.
Sorry. Yeah, he's 5'10", 5'11".
Well, I mean, most people to
he
me
looks
are
short
like
5'6". Because I'm next to him, and
oh,
I'm a fucking tower.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's
but
right.
And Rachel's tall too. But all I'm saying is, she threw my crutch. I was
who?
In the, I was at, I was on the carpet in Walden. I was at the in the living room carpet. I remember the couch. I remember everything, dude.
Yeah.
And she fucking grabbed both of them with one hand and fucking hurled them at me, and she hit my other leg. On like the my right or no, it was my left growth plate. It was broken in my foot, down the middle, and it hit my right leg. And
I'm not sure too much that it would be appreciated.
Yeah, I was like, damn. I was like, are you serious? That's what I remember that. I go, are you serious? And she was like, go fucking.
So what'd you do?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I don't do anything, bro.
So one time my so me and my brother used to get our ass whipped on the rig.
Right.
It was old school. We deserved it for mm-hmm. sure.
I've gotten beaten so many times. Dude.
So two funny ass stories. One time, my youngest brother, there was three of us boys.
Right.
I'm the oldest. We would get in arguments and shit all the time, especially in the summertime. We had to stay home all day.
Yeah.
You only play so much GoldenEye on Nintendo 64.
Dude, GoldenEye.
Yeah, the original
right.
first
yes.
person shooter game.
Yes, dude.
We'll get back to that, though.
Right, right.
But we would all get into it. I'd whip their ass, obviously.
Of course.
And then... But Chance, the youngest one, would always want to call mom at work. That's the one thing you don't fucking do. Don't call mom at work. And he fucking called her, and she's like, I'm on my way. We already know what that means. We're getting our ass
whipped.
Even you, even the one
up.
That called,
all getting fucked
you're probably
up.
Getting it worse.
Yep.
So we stuffed newspapers down each
down
other's
pants. Yep.
Yeah.
I wore like 7 pairs of underwear.
Yeah,
that's what I did.
And like what's crazy is like we all caused it towards each other.
Mm-hmm.
But then we like united
Yeah, y'all all,
are like, we're going against into this y'all's firefight. Mom. We're going into the firefight, armored up. Yeah.
You're like, fuck hell you, yeah. But also, like, what do you think we should do
the
here?
The other time, the uh-huh. same brother.
Uh-huh. Chance.
And this is the same brother that I work for. This right. is that owns the multi-million dollar.
I want to meet him.
You know, shit.
I want to meet
on.
Him.
But, yeah, he's a trip. He was like, I'm calling CBS. My mom was like, hey, you want me to dial a number for you?
Yeah, not a good idea, bro. So I joked about that before. I never really like actually was like, I'm gonna call him, fuck it, because that's ridiculous. But I joked, I was like, man, I should call CBS on
let me clear up real quick. There's nothing that ever could have been called on CBS.
Right, right. You CBS didn't get abused. About my you parents. Got,
no,
you got
my brother was
punished.
Being very fucking dramatic.
Like, yeah. But yes. I've joked about it before, and he was like, look, in all honesty, if you ever do call him, I'm going to give him a reason to take you away from me. That's what he fucking told me. Mercy. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, I would have beat your ass. You probably were a bad asshole kid.
I was a
kid,
terrible dude. Child.
The way you act as an adult, I can only imagine.
Dude, I was real funny, though.
I bet.
I was funny as shit.
I bet you were. I would have laughed my ass off if I was beating you down the hallway.
Yeah, dude, it was hard to catch me. I was such a fucking
problem,
dude.
Have you ever had to pick
dude.
Your own switch off a tree?
No, I never did switches because my dad had a shitload of belts.
I think we had this conversation.
Yeah,
we did.
I've had my grandmother has maybe picked three or four switches. Yeah. My grandmother, it's a different kind of.
Don't go with the small thin ones. That's a mistake.
No.
That's those motherfuckers stink.
No. You got to go with thick.
It's
thick
all
boys.
About balance. The universe is about balance. You got to
go
about
boys.
Balance.
Yeah, the thick. If you know can get a long,
it's got to be heavy enough to where she can't swing it too fast.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But thin enough to where it's not like too hard.
Like
where
it's not like a bat.
But if it's too thin, it's just like a razor blade.
Yeah, it's like a wasp.
I love how we can categorize and compartmentalize child abuse. I love that.
See, it's not even child abuse at that point. It's just punishment, dog.
Nobody should get whipped with a...
Nope, I disagree.
With
disagree,
a fucking
dog.
Tree branch across
disagree,
the back
bro.
Of their legs, bro.
Dude, the thighs is the worst.
Listen, the good Lord said to forgive. I think my parents should have forgave me.
I was a manipulative little kid, though.
Dude,
I
probably would have choked you out. I would have choked you the fuck out.
I was fat, bro. I was a lot to deal with even back then, bro. I was
dude,
heavy.
I would have looked at you like baby Hitler. Okay. Like, if I ended him now.
Why, bro? I was a fat, butt-tooth kid. Bro. I was a fucking little piece of shit.
Dude, I need to see a baby picture of you.
Oh, no, you don't, bro. I was ugly.
You want to see one of me? I can show you one. You want to see one? Well, check this out. Dude.
I bet you look...
Hey, listen.
I bet you look unbelievably normal.
It's got to be on here, man.
I'll never see a more normal child picture than yours.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Yeah, probably. I am the all-American boy.
Why'd you try and combat that?
I don't know, because that's what we do naturally.
That's true. I looked like a little I looked like Shrek if he was a little white kid. That's all I'm saying. I was fat and I had fucked up little shark teeth. But I was funny, dog. I was like a little fat Ace Ventura when I was young. You looking through pictures right now? Dude, yeah. I don't want to see all these chicks' asses on your phone right now.
I don't keep that on my phone. Man. You know what I'm
messing with. I know.
I ain't banged anyone.
Hey, see? The no ice ain't that bad, huh? You still drinking it. You got the little cup, too.
I just don't want to get up and leave the audience.
It's okay.
I don't accept this at all.
My audience understands. They've always
understood. We're not homeless. Use some fucking ice.
Whoa, dude.
What? I don't understand. Like
it's okay,
like,
it's
there,
okay
though.
To do it.
But like I like it. Like I don't understand. Like that just shows me that you don't love me. You didn't have enough fucking courtesy to put a couple of cubes of ice into my whiskey because I'm a grown man.
Right.
I'm not at a college party. You're a fucking frat daddy.
Right.
That's what you are.
I mean,
you're a fucking frat
really
daddy.
Should have done it. I should have done it.
We wouldn't be friends.
I went to TJ's. Dude, I would have had so much.
Just thinking about it, I want to punch you in your hairy throat right now. Can you please?
Call it hairy.
Can you please?
I'm letting everything grow out, bro. Don't make fun of my throat.
Dude, trim it up while you're growing
no,
it
no,
out.
No, you're right. I should.
Shape it. Like, why, is
it,
why does your chest hair connect to your beard?
Dude, my chest hair.
Is that doesn't look like a trail of tears.
No, it gets worse. It gets worse. My chest hair connects to my back hair via my shoulders. It will crawl over my shoulder. If I don't maintain it, it'll crawl over my shoulders and touch my back hair. Same thing with it. And then my fucking, where my stomach is, it'll attach to my thighs. You could, if you followed hair, you could go from my head down the back of my neck, over my shoulders, to my, either my back or my ass or whatever, or my fucking stomach and my thighs. I'm so hairy, it's ridiculous, and I'm going to say fuck Marvin for that one. That's my fucking dad's fault. My mom is a normal chick. She's not like a hairy girl. My fucking dad is a fucking gorilla, and that's where I get my build from.
Jesus.
It's ridiculous. I hate it. I used to, like, nair my torso. I used All to right. nair the fuck out of my torso. It's fucking stupid, dog.
All right, Planet of the Dapes.
Planet of the Dapes? Yeah, that's me. You got me. Planet of the Dapes. Is that a new movie that came out, or?
I don't have neck hair, so you can say whatever you want.
Dude, I'm supposed to have a neck beard, but I refuse to let it happen.
It's happening.
No, sir. It's not, bro. It's bottom jawline. No, and then,
all right, we're gonna stop talking about facial hair now. This is getting
ours is similar. Up. It's just yours. Your it's mustache. Godly. Relax. Your mustache and where your mustache connects.
Let's get real.
It's all good. I wasn't talking. Your mustache and where it connects to your
look at this. Come where, on, let's get real.
And where it connects to your beard is a lot thicker.
There's nothing you ever say to
all
me
this?
That will make me feel aesthetically unpleasing. Mm-hmm. I wish that was my problem.
Right.
It's all up here, brother.
Right.
It's all up here. But the rest of this?
You ever played Skyrim? You know what that is?
God given.
You know what Skyrim is?
No.
No? Never mind then. I was going to make a joke. You look like the tanning leather that they use. That's all I'm saying.
The tanning leather?
Yeah. You don't know what it is, but I mean.
What the fuck is that? That sounds like a goddamn insult. And you just made me use God's name in vain.
See,
that sounds
look, like an insult. That might be my favorite part. That might be my favorite moment of the podcast so far.
That's not cool.
Is that I made you say goddamn, bro. That's so great. Up,
what does that mean, tanning leather?
So, no.
I didn't know how bad I have to whip your ass.
So, tanning, like the definition of it or whatever, I'm pretty sure is where they used to scrape it into leather strips.
That's what okay.
Yeah, so they used to hang
up. You're saying I'm old and weathered?
Yes. So, so they used to hang up the leather, bro.
Dude, you're 23 and you look as old as I do. You know how bad you're going to look when you're 36 years old?
That's because of all the whiskey and stank.
I'm 36 and look 27.
Yeah, I'm fucking 23 and look 40. Okay, so we're evened out. All I'm saying is they used to strap the leather up.
I know exactly what the fuck you're talking about.
I'm sorry. The hide back in the day, that's what they called it. They strapped it up and just scraped that bitch. And it was in the hot sun. That's what you fucking look like, dude. So you want to talk about not being able to be marked as aesthetically unpleasing?
It sounds expensive.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
It was probably one silver coin back in that time.
Bro, you can't...
Which is when you were like 6 years old, if I'm not mistaken.
I'd hate to use you or put you at the expense of the laughter and comedians of our audience.
Comedians, yeah.
That is a word.
No, I believe you. I just said it.
But you have beads of sweat dripping off your forehead.
I'm literally sweating more than anybody has ever sweated right now.
Don't.
It's only... Oh, I thought I said 77, Doc. I was like, there's no way it climbed 3 degrees. No, it's 73, and it's honestly so fucking hot in here.
My nipples are hard.
It's because I'm obese, dog. It's okay. But no, actually it's not because... it's not because... Let me explain, okay? Don't smile when you're looking at me, bro. You're making me uncomfortable. Look, don't smile at me like that. Look, I'm going to explain. When I was 198 pounds, at my lightest, I looked like I had fucking leukemia.
Yeah, ice. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Don't do that, bro. Like, right. Your smile's killing me. Okay, look.
Smolder?
Yeah, your smolder.
Here comes the smolder.
Look, when I was that light, hated the heat, sweated this much when I was that skinny. Huh. I belong in Greenland. And that's just who I am, dog. I wish I didn't belong there, but I do. I need it to be cold all the time. That's why I'm so hairy. That's why I'm so large and thick. It's because I'm made to be warm all the time.
So you're telling me that your body
is made for Greenland?
Went through 1,000 years of evolution because you were born in a certain place.
Yep, absolutely, dude. That's what happened. I'm supposed to be in Greenland right now, and some shit fucked up. Some little baby was floating down a river.
You're a fucking super... Oh, so now you're Moses.
Yeah, dude.
You're Moses.
I didn't want
to... This motherfucker's floating down a river.
God damn, he figured me out.
What the fuck?
He figured me out. Dude, I was floating down a river, like the edge of the Gulf, and some motherfucker picked me up.
You were just floating down the Nile.
And just set, and yo.
Nah, just...
And just moved to Texas and had the bloodline continue. I don't belong here.
Listen, if your bloodline is it, I'm out. I quit. I'm done.
Dude, I don't belong here, dog. I don't belong in Texas. I don't belong anywhere near the equator. I'm supposed to be where it's freezing cold, and I have no problem with it. I'm supposed to be
that
where...
That sucks, too, though. Dude, like, nobody... Like, there's no... There's definitely no... Nah, there's no summer. Anywhere there's no summer, I have no part.
Well, I mean, I don't want to go that radical. I'm talking about back in the day. Nowadays, I really do belong...
Back in the day, what do you mean?
No, I'm saying back in the day, you had, like, if you had to deal with that severe cold, then of course not. It's terrible. Yeah. Same thing as the heat. But nowadays, I do belong in the, like, in the colder atmosphere. I can't, dude, I don't belong down here. That's part of where my anger issues come from, is because when I'm here and it's 68 and I'm happy and shit and drinking and hanging out, I'm all good. Don't die on me. You look like you're struggling over there.
I'm listening.
Okay. When I walk outside and I go down one flight of stairs and it takes me 6 seconds and I can already feel sweat dripping down my fucking face, it's a goddamn problem. And it makes me so mad. It makes me so mad. And I've worked construction and everything, so I've been able to blend in. But the fact that I can just walk to my vehicle and my shirt is like almost soaked, it's ridiculous. I shouldn't sweat that much. I've looked it up. It's not a disorder or anything. It just means I hate the heat. It means my body's not used to the heat. I don't belong here, dog.
How are you during sex? You sweat a lot?
To be honest, yes and no. So if it's hot in the apartment, I will. But honestly, if it's cold, I don't really... Not that much, no.
Yeah.
Because I'm so used to it. because I've been training. I got a lot of hours of training.
You know how toxic I am.
Toxic?
I'm done with you. I'm done. You are not a good partner. You're not a good partner. I want a divorce. I want a fucking divorce. I'm out of here. You're just like every other bitch I come across.
Damn, unappreciative of you saying toxic, dog. I do like that you make up your own words. It's honestly my favorite trait about you.
You just made it up.
Get a bigger glass, because I'm tired of you just finishing your drink and it just sitting there like that.
No, you don't drink whiskey out of a fucking tea glass. You drink whiskey out of a highball.
This is a fucking tea
glass. Grow the fuck up.
A highball.
Grow the fuck up.
No, what do you mean?
Put some ice in your drink. What are you?
No, bro. We talked about this.
You are a fucking frat boy.
It's okay, bro.
I'm tired. I'm not doing this anymore with you. I'm not doing it.
I got you headphones.
I'm not going to argue with you on a podcast. We're trying to make people smile.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're trying to make people smile.
Make them smile then. Go ahead, dude.
No.
Oh, wait, bro.
You always wait.
Don't flex your shoulders at me like that.
I didn't even flex. I shrugged them. Now when I shrug, I'm flexing. That means you're doing a good thing.
You look like you kind of belong in Red Dead Redemption. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I will fuck someone up.
Yeah, you look like you belong there.
It's taking all I can do to right now. Like, to keep
you're a xenomorph. You're like, have like a toned body.
I'm really
you got
close
the beard.
To having to find another podcast partner.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who's going to be?
Shit.
Huh? If you had to replace me, who would it be?
Mustache.
Mustache is dope. Darren, mustache, dude, I talked to Darren
mustache.
Yet today.
It would be smoking mustache. Mustache is smoke. What do you think sounds better?
Mustache clouds.
How's that motherfucker doing, you think?
He's good. He had COVID, bro.
He probably got trapped in that mustache.
Probably. He probably took a sip out of a glass and the mustache went and it flexed and picked up all the bacteria.
Dude, how is his mustache taller than him?
I don't know. It's ridiculous, dude. If he turned sideways, he'd be taller. And that's just, it's honestly unbelievable.
Yeah, he's like 5'2 in his mustache.
I've seen him go to like ride a roller coaster and they were like, no, no, no. And then he was like, wait, watch this. And then he laid on his side on the ground and the top of the right side of his mustache barely reached over the limit. And they were like,
okay, fine.
Ah,
fuck.
They were like, man, okay, fine. We'll let you in. Yeah. Dude, one time I went to, not one time, literally recently, I went with Rennie and Kalina, her sister. She came from Chicago, and we went to, I went to
the
Chicago.
The 26-year-old going on 36.
Right. That one. The one that looks like she'll have so many cats, but is probably really allergic to them. So she, the thing, I feel bad now, because if they ever listen, they're going to think we're serious and not fucking around. They're going to be mad at me. It's all good. I'm kidding, Kalina. You're so pretty, just like Rennie. Y'all are great people.
Bro, she called me a Civil War vet. I don't give a fuck
do,
how she feels.
Hey, you
no,
look...
No, fuck that.
You do look like a Civil War... Look, listen. All I'm saying is to continue the story, I went to a place in Chicago where you ride rides. I don't know where the fuck it was. Like, Right. I'm not even going to attempt to guess what it was. Okay. It was like Six Flags or some shit. And we went, and I got on a ride, bro, and the thing wouldn't lock down on me. I don't look that obese, bro. I'm not that fat. And the shit wouldn't lock down. There was dads and shit to the left of me riding with their kids. And careful. Careful turning that light, because if it unplugs, it'll fuck it up. But it wouldn't lock down. It locked twice. It locked, but not like all three or four times. It went tit, tit, tit. And he was... go ahead. And he stealing my drink again. You put a sip in your fuck. Fill it up. Fuck it. You know? There you go.
I'm just sipping. Just continue the fucking
story.
Okay,
listen, bro. Okay, so I locked the shit down, and the dude came around and was like, can I push it down one more time? And I was like, it won't go. And me and all the dads to my left, I was like, are y'all comfortable? He was like, this is the worst seat I've ever sat in. And there are people who are shorter and skinnier than me.
Right.
And so, bro, there was no way it would go. And he was like, and over the loudspeaker, the dude was like, it said it wouldn't fit you, right? And everybody looked at me. I was like, I'll just get off, dog. And I ended up getting off the ride.
That's fucked up.
I was too big to ride a ride. And it was a serious ride. It picked you up and spun you on like an axle and also spun the thing. It was
yeah, I don't think that's worth the risk.
Yeah. Like, I mean, no, when I was younger, that. I did. But now that I'm older, I'm like, fuck it, dude. Let's have fun, dude. I don't want shit that drops from a million miles.
No, I don't like that. I
like speed and direction. I like all that shit.
That's funny. I was literally just thinking, like, we got to go skydiving. Me and you, we gotta post that shit.
I'm telling you right now, it's not going to happen. Bro.
Why?
I'm not skydiving.
Why?
I'm not skydiving, dog.
Why?
I'm not doing it.
Okay.
I feel like it's not going to be worth the fear that
is everything against everything I've ever heard from anybody who's actually done it.
It's yeah, I know.
And I've talked to people who have
you're right.
been terrified, and they're like,
you're right.
It's life-changing.
You're right. You're right. My cousin Justin, my uncle Darren, my cousin Dalton.
So why not you?
Because I don't agree with that. It's not.
You're just too afraid.
Basically. Yes, yes.
There's nothing
yes.
wrong with that.
No, yes,
no,
yes, I'm telling you.
Because it terrifies
yes.
me. But that's why I want to do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So
it's
I,
not
I
worth.
Like, basically, quote-unquote, get off on doing things that... Like, I feel like I won't survive.
Right.
And then I do survive.
It's called being having an adrenaline
it's
rush.
It's stupid.
And
like, yeah. And I've been that way since the Army. And
I'm like that in a like sense, but not to that extreme.
Yeah, that's cool. I wasn't talking. See how that feels?
It's okay. We're going to become a conversation.
No,
but it's all good.
No,
it's
cool.
No, go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
No.
Go ahead. Finish your sentence.
Listen.
Finish.
This is where I'm different. I want you to finish.
What are you talking about?
Finish before.
You said you were talking. Go ahead. Finish.
You need to finish before, Daddy. Let's go.
Huh? No, how can I finish before myself? It's not even a thing, dude.
No, but seriously, that whole feeling though of surviving something
yeah.
that you think you won't,
right.
it's a fucking good feeling. And
it
skydiving
is.
Though it is way more controlled than
yeah.
what I've experienced in the past.
Yeah.
So I don't. What are you? No, dude. Hell, that doesn't make sense for you. Like you're ready to usually take on fucking anything, dude.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just I think it's just because it's heights. When it comes to speed. I think it's just height. I just don't want to drop that.
Right.
I don't think dropping and being afraid of falling that far.
So I know what you're talking about, and I've talked to people about that, and I know what you're saying. They say when skydiving, you don't get that feeling because you're so high up. You don't have that.
Right.
That,
that's
okay,
what my uncle
we're
told
going
me.
Back to a Houston.
You don't get the stomach drop.
You know, a whole Houston old school reference here, but you don't get that dungeon drop feeling from Master World.
Yeah.
You don't get that.
I know what
you're
mean.
You're floating, basically.
Yeah.
You're not floating, but you
feel
that way.
So here's the thing. To be honest, it's not the stomach that really gets me. I believe you when you say that because
right.
I have heard that.
Oh, from I mean, I don't know. I've
yeah, yeah,
done
yeah.
That,
I'm saying I believe the stories because my uncle told me that. My uncle Darren. It's not the stomach drop. It's the fact that it's the idea of like something fucking up, just like a plane
not being in control.
Yeah, I don't like not being in control. So. If something fucks up and I was just like I have the next two or three or four minutes and then I'm dead and it's over.
Maybe that's why it's so fucking liberating to some people.
I mean, I get it, but I would only feel that if I thought I was literally gonna die. If not, I would just be like, this is cool and everything, but I would never do it again. If I really thought I was going to die and then I'd made it through it, that's different. I think it has to be more severe to give me that satisfaction. Other than that, I feel like it's not going to be worth
it. And how messed up I am if I went through that and did that. If I had a scare to where I had to, where I didn't think my chute was going to open or I felt like something was going to happen and then I survived it, I would immediately go back for more.
Right.
Absolutely.
I'm the same way. I'm the same way. If I really thought I was going to die, if I was like, dude, this is it, and then I'm like, holy shit, I made it.
right?
Then it's a high.
So
then
what you if you do? But what if you're doing it? Well, it's gonna be a high regardless. So
yeah,
you're
I do know
falling
that.
Through the hair at max.
No, I.
At maximum velocity.
I believe
like
it.
You that you're going to.
But at that point, I feel like that version of the high, like ooh, I'm falling really high. I feel like that's not.
Have you ever watched videos of people like
I
literally
know.
Just got done skydiving?
No, just listen. I don't feel like that. Like the kind of safe approach to it. Is worth the risk of the fear that I'm going to... Because I feel fear hard when I feel it. I rarely feel it.
Right.
But heights is usually the one of the rare things that brings it to me.
Okay.
So whenever I feel that fear, I'm like, holy shit. And if I feel that scare, and then afterwards I'm just like, I mean, I just fell a long way. That was cool. That's not worth it. If it's kind of like a situational thing. If, like it's never something I would go for. But if I was in the situation... And I had to do it, and I really thought I was going to die. I agree with you. I think that high, that adrenaline rush would be so incredible to me. I'd be like, dude, let's fucking do it again. But I just, it's hard to make myself go and do it because I feel like the risk of that fear isn't worth the adrenaline. Unless I think I'm actually going to die, which isn't going to happen because I know I'm going to be fine, really.
Well, yeah, we're going skydiving.
Maybe when I get older, I'll change a little bit. I'll be like, you know what? Fuck it. Hey, I bet you if you got me super fucked up and then made me sign up, I'd do it. Do that.
They're not going to let you do that.
Really?
No.
Not skydive drunk. I mean, just sign up for it. Just, like, make the appointment.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you're not going to go to the appointment, though.
Then get me super fucked up right before I go.
No, I'm not going to let you skydive. No, you need to experience it, like, completely sober.
Nah. Yeah.
Yeah, you need to get close you're to right. God.
I might do it one day, but I just don't think I will. I wouldn't put money
That's
on
cool.
it.
That's cool. I haven't met one friend yet that will do it with me. So
it's so
I thought
tough.
You were different. It's all right.
Yeah, right. I'm not different. I'm not different. Just like everybody else.
I guess so.
Oh, my God. That hurt. I don't like snoring.
Dude, what the fuck ever, man. Listen, I thought this podcast was going to be something solid, but the whole time you've just been...
Just been what, dude?
Scared.
Chilling. How? Just what, one
what's
story
wrong
I was
with
scared.
You?
Fuck you, guy.
What's wrong with you?
How are the headphones that I fucking got you?
They feel great.
They're comfy, dog.
They honestly, I feel like, you know, like when a big woman gives you a hug.
Oh, dude, like
and
that.
And they wrap your head up. And
ultimate
even
comfort.
6'4", and they wrap your head in their chest.
Yeah, dude.
That's why they set the phones up.
A little bit of the tits in the face,
yeah,
and then the arm fat on the sides of your
you
head. Like
motorboat.
Yeah, dude, just
bitch.
Oh.
I feel like a motorboat.
Like
right
you're getting
now.
Wrapped in a stress ball.
Yeah,
is what you.
I got two big old titties wrapped around my ears right now. I can't hear shit.
Beautiful.
But I've been hearing everything.
It's the way I want to die, dog.
What?
Just either
just
ass or tits.
Suffocated.
Ass or tits, just suffocating me, dog. It's the way to go. I'd just be like, and then, but also I'd be like, you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
If you could panic and come at the same time, you know?
I'm a virgin.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. You have daughters, but it's all good. Yeah, right. Adoption, I guess. I don't know.
No, I wish. Yeah. I wish I was a virgin.
You wish they were adopted?
How much play you would get if you were a virgin?
How much what?
How much play?
What the fuck does that mean?
Attention. Dates like
oh, okay. You don't say some old shit because I don't know what the fuck.
That's not that old fucking old.
Don't get upset,
literally,
dude. It's old.
Play like you don't know what play means. Like
no.
Get some play. Get some play.
I have no clue what that means.
Okay, then you should be smart enough to figure the fuck out.
Like, I mean, in context, I assumed,
but you didn't.
Yeah, no, I assumed, but I just wanted to confirm because it was some old shit.
You might want to make your
it was some old man shit
point vocal.
Uh-huh.
Before you just
which is literally what I did. I said,
no,
what
didn't.
Is it?
No,
I said, what is it?
First.
I said, what is it?
Nope.
Huh?
No. No, Brian, I'm not going
to
give
you can't just say no to me,
no.
Nope.
Nope.
Nobody
nope.
says no
not,
to me,
not
dog.
Not today, Satan. Not today.
No means yes, dog.
You ready for that arm wrestling match?
Not on live, bro. We'll take a video of it after this if you want.
Oh, you're going down.
I believe you. You're so you, dude, you work out and you're a strong guy, dude. I just drink and eat meat, bro. That's all I do.
I'm drinking and eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said.
I'm drinking and eat. Yeah. Yeah.
How long do you think we've been on?
Don't. Who do you think you are, dog? Don't look at the fucking time, you bitch.
53 minutes?
48 and 30 seconds.
Have you not noticed that I guess 53 minutes every time?
You do guess through 53. You've guessed it three or four times. I've seen
you know,
it.
I got it right one time, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have. You said like 50. It was 52 in like 40 seconds. You said 53, and I was like, nice.
Oh, that's a joke. I always say 53 minutes.
Well.
So you want to. Get off here and get some more ass whipping and some chess or what?
Yeah, we can. I'm down for whatever. If you want to play Madden or some shit, I can get the Xbox in here.
You need to download that shit.
I will. I have a terabyte now, remember? So I can I can fit everything on that bit.
Right. So right now, the only things I got against you is fucking chess and maybe some Madden.
No, listen, listen here. You don't have chess against me.
Bro, okay? You only won one game tonight because you pulled off this fucking little secret move.
What a secret.
That was solid as fuck, though.
It was dope.
This motherfucker beat me in like four moves.
You know how I learned
four that? Moves.
You know how I learned that, though?
I ain't got beaten like that since my childhood.
You know how I learned that move? Is from, so I got the app to play chess with Darren. And for fun, you could play with computers. And so I played the easy ones, destroyed them, okay? The easy's trash. Medium, it was close, but I won every one. When I got to the hard ones, the first game I played, dude, he killed me in like four moves like that. And I was like, what the fuck was that? Second game I played, Chase, same shit happened. I go, what the fuck's going on here? And that, so the third game, I looked at what it was doing. And I was like, dude, they're putting this here. So I put the queen, I got the queen out and then lined up the bishop to go in front of his queen, in front of the queen to go in front of his bishop, and it fucking locked him up and got checkmate. But I learned that from a goddamn computer, bro. And when I did that, I was like, you know what? Anybody who's new to chess, I'm going to do that to them because they need to learn that that's a possibility. It's fucked up, dude.
I learned something today.
What'd you learn?
That move.
That move? It's a pretty cool move. It's a fun move, dog. Because if somebody's like, I'm okay at chess, and you can like try it on them, and sometimes it works, bro. Chess is cool because you get to see somebody's mind at a different angle than what you're used to. You know what I mean?
I also learned not to never wear a WrestleMania shirt if you want some pussy.
I don't know what your WrestleMania, dude. I can wear a pink crop top and fucking panties and get more pussy than you. You
know
understand?
What my favorite outfit is?
Your mom, a gimp suit?
Your mom's bathrobe.
I feel like I beat you to the joke right before you did, though. Because you asked me a question, and I said gimp suit, and then I didn't even give a fuck about what you were going to say. But it is funny. Your mom's bathrobe is funny.
It is funny.
Yeah, it wasn't funnier than gimp suit, though, I think.
Gimp suit.
Yeah, it means like you wear that and then get fucked. You know what I'm talking about? Like you get dominated.
I'm way too tall to fit into anybody's gimp suit, dude. Not doesn't mine. Make sense. So your joke has no grounding, right. No foundation.
Right, right, right. You have a tribal tattoo, so.
Yeah, and?
Dude, I figured out when you shrug. I'm not going to say it right now, but it makes me laugh when you shrug, bro. Because it's like, it's a different reaction.
Hold up, folks. Hold up, folks. Hold up. It's by the
don't take off your tank top. Hold on,
this motherfucker tripping.
Dude, do you want some food, bro?
Oh yeah?
You're getting real skinny, dog.
Yeah, I bet I am.
You look a little malnourished, my boy.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, bro. You're not allowed to flex at me until you beat me in arm wrestle. And that's just the way it is.
You're the only one backing down on the air.
What you mean backing down? I'm waiting for this shit to end so I can. Oh my god. That's twice.
You're gonna need his help.
Huh?
You're gonna need his help.
No.
Brian Watson, I'm about to put you through school. There you go again. DJ's crew. In the fucking podcast. I'm done with this. Listen, folks. I love you guys. It's been fun. We're gonna do it again.
It has been fun.
We're doing two a week for the next 2 weeks.
We'll try it out. Let's do it. I'm down for whatever, dog.
That's the wrong fucking answer. We'll try it out.
Yeah, dude, I'm busy, dude. I have a job. Dude, if I didn't have a job and this paid enough, or like whatever I was doing was paying enough and I could chill at home, we'd do it 9 times a week.
You're talking to a dude that works literally 60, 70 hours a week?
Yeah.
And I come to your place to do this?
Right.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next, by 4 or 5 days, we'll see them. Yeah, we'll see you guys in 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
Love you guys. Hey.
Do your
outro, though. We need your outro.
My outro? Do you touch me real soft and my dick get moved? So I need you to relax, okay? Can't do that with your shirt off and expect me not to want to fuck you, all right? Look, bro, we appreciate y'all listening, man. We trying to spread all the love and appreciation and happiness that we can, bro. Share us if you like us, bro. Leave a review, comment on Instagram, do all that shit. Talk to us, man. We'll try and talk back. Y'all tell somebody you love them, bro, and then be happy. I'm glad y'all listening. We appreciate y'all.
Peace.